All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as you know, the Electoral College and election system is bad.
Yes, the Electoral College and the Senate, very anti-democratic institutions. Yeah,
indeed. Like, it's ensuring that people do not have proper representation.
Yes, anti-small D democratic, not anti-big D democratic.
Yes, it ensures that people are represented as if a state is a monolith.
Yes,
this idea that
it's important that land gets votes.
Yes, land gets votes, and it's the idea that like a rural state is all just like a weird hive mind and has to be represented, whereas in fact that state is made up of roughly 50-50, you know, political leanings, because that's where
what humans,
like, cities
are.
Cities lean real left, and then rural places lean about 50-50. So it's real bad, and part of the reason it's bad is super corrupt. So I took I've been doing that Superman 4 thing or whatever, where like I've been taking our Patreon earnings and rounding up the fractions of a cent.
Superman somewhere. 3 sorry the one with Superman Richard 3. Pryor.
I've been doing that. So I had some extra money, and because it's so corrupt, I went on the dark web and I bought a bunch of voting machines.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, check them out.
We're gonna die bold with Diebold.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm assuming they're rigged to blow.
Yeah, we're gonna hang with some chads.
Okay,
and we're gonna. So I wanted to go through these and look up write-in votes.
Okay,
and I got a real mixed grill here. Yeah, of different voting machines.
Lots of Donald Duck, IP Freely. Yeah,
sure. Just Ayatollah. You know, Ayatollah. Here, you know, it's an anti-American sentiment here. And I figured we'll run all these write-in votes through the game computer, and whoever has the most write-in votes, maybe it will suggest a game.
Yeah, well, these machines look a little bit old, so we're probably gonna get some blasts from the past here.
Oh yeah, it's from all different elections.
Okay,
so I got a special where I got the collector's set.
Yeah,
so this one actually here from the 2020 election is gonna be real interesting. So
the 2020 election.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So go ahead and run this. That doesn't involve me very much, so I'll be over here.
Oh, I mean, it actually does, because you have to manually put the cards in the machine.
Oh, okay. Do I get gloves?
What do you think?
Okay.
So we'll just have to go through here and dump them into the machine one by one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll take shifts one through 10. So.
And I'll be here in the corner going dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun. Wow, that's satisfied as a montage. Let's see what the result is. Pat Buchanan. Oh no.
Oh no. Let's put that in the game computer and see if another game comes up.
Yeah. This can't be right. That's a can a cat. There's nothing in the rules that says a cat can't be president.
This game isn't even out. What? Socks the cat rocks the hill.
What?
But it's out now. Science fiction has become science fact. Spring has sprung. With Socks the Cat Rocks the Hill.
So it's pretty funny, because on the box art for Socks the Cat Rocks the Hill, there so the O in Socks has little, you know, like little toesies on it, has little beans over top of it. Is that the right term that cat people use, beans?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a cat toe.
Okay, yeah. And at first glance, before I realized it was a paw, I thought it just had like the weird dots over it, like the brother can have some loops. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Brother, may I have some socks?
Socks the cat.
The cover of this is like a pretty good, like, high school junior art project.
So it's like a...
So amateurish.
It is like a seventh... It was like a seventh grader decided, I'm going to draw Bill Clinton as if he were Joe Camel, and there's a cat coming out his saxophone.
Yeah. like it is, and it is, you know, that this was a thing that happened.
Yes.
Like Bill Clinton, for some reason, was weirdly popular with kids, like including myself.
I mean,
I now know he sucks.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it then.
There was definitely an effort to sell him as just the, not so much the everyman, but like as a cultural caricature. before mm-hmm. we realized that the presidency was awful and only awful people become presidents.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, like, down to, like, he's in the fucking credits for Animaniacs. Like, what in the fuck?
He has baloney in his slacks. Like, you know, and he, like, it's him being very fun. That is, of course, immortalized in the John Mulaney bit in The Comeback Kid, where he talks about his mom meeting Bill Clinton. And it's a very, very funny segment.
Yep.
But this game came out.
Yeah.
The Clintons famously had a cat instead of a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Right, presidents have dogs, except for the Trumps.
Right.
Who just decide, like, we don't want to appear more human. Like, we have this weird row of unending symmetrical trees is what we have instead of a pet. You know?
You know what? People throw all kinds of shade at her Christmas decorations. I think they're baller. They're great.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, it's great for, like...
Well, no, I mean, it looks like a fucking Bloodborne level, but I think it's very... it appeals to my aesthetic. It is in no way appropriate for a White House Christmas, but...
Yeah, I guess that's more the issue. It's just like, it's appropriate for, like, an ironic... It's like appropriate for, like, a kiddie horror show game.
there was a very funny thing on Chris Hayes on MSNBC. He's like, yeah, not every... You know, it's like, well, whatever. You know, she's got her taste, but not everybody's Christmas decoration reveal video goes so well to the music from The Shining, and they just played the video with the theme song from The Shining.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So they don't have pets or anything because they don't have souls, but
right.
The Clintons bucked the trend of not having a dog and had a cat.
Yes.
And this cat had a minor amount of fame. Amount of fame, enough to get a video game.
That was absolutely a thing. Like, you know, presidential pets are always weird little mascots, right? You know, Beau Obama mm-hmm. was a huge deal.
He visited the visiting dognitaries from Uruguay.
That is one of my favorite articles.
It's really good.
It is so really dense.
Good. Yeah.
But yep. Like you go back and there's Checkers the dog, and there was whatever dog Lyndon Johnson had where that he held up by the ears, which seemed shockingly cruel.
Yeah, the Kennedy Newt. You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Sox the Cat was, you know, it was absolutely a thing. Much of a thing that there was a video game kind of made about it.
This is a pretty complete game.
Yeah,
like they got sandbagged, but like it's not a game,
right? And it wasn't canceled for like quality reasons, and not even for like Nintendo won't sign off on political stuff reasons.
No, it's kind of confusing exactly what happened.
Yeah, well, just the publisher shut down.
Yeah,
was the
I mean that makes sense, but like nobody picked it up,
right?
Even though this you know, and maybe just the time had passed, but this would have, I feel like, done okay.
Yeah.
You know.
hey Gary, just real quick here, we did it again. Hey, what's your name?
Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
This is After Suffering, the show where we play bad games. You don't have to.
Why are you doing
this?
We're
going to work that into like the soundtrack or something.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sick of doing it. It's not hard to do, but uh-huh. we keep forgetting it. And I just feel like it can kill flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, I'll encode that into the music or something.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. But yeah, very strange product that we're looking at here in Socks the Cat Goes to the Hill.
Very weird. It is a mascot platformer that is not like good or anything.
Mascot platformer.
Well done. Catformer. Catformer.
Okay.
A mascot catformer.
Okay. Yeah.
Just
a cat that turns into another cat.
Super Nintendo. Entertainment.
Super not Nintendo.
Yeah, super Nintendo. Yeah. Entertainment system. So it is not very good about that. The two hooks are, it has, I mean, other than the theming, which is where I imagine we'll spend most of our time.
Right, right.
The two hooks mechanically are that you have, you can hit 9 times. They represent your 9 lives. Like every time you get hit, you die. You can get hit 9 times.
Yeah. And I love the idea that Sox doesn't so much have 9 lives as he has 9 angels possessing him. And when
they just leave him.
Yeah.
Yep. And then there are branching paths in this. Like, this is a long game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The let's plays of it are quite lengthy.
Yeah. It is a long game with branching paths, really long levels. And that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not a good game. But and then the theming though is really kind of incredible and weird.
Yeah, it seems very quaint to me from a time, you know, when you could just make humor about presidents.
Yeah, this is from a different time of like political antagonism.
Yes,
like, and this is such a relic, not just in terms of just like the actual iconography, but like this would never fly. There's nothing that would be this sweet and like innocent of spirit,
right?
In terms of like making fun of these two, like this is like the Washington Monuments, like you know the game, you know, it's just like this weird like Bob Dole, you know, he doesn't like the deficit, you know.
It's like, the trade gap rag.
That's the game, like, you know, Ross Perot, he's a libertarian, you know, that's the game. It's not about the impact any of these people will have on real lives, like things that are extremely serious.
See, that's the thing maybe that I'm realizing as a grown-up person who is very politically activated right now, is that it's weird to joke about presidents. And, you know, there's a lot of good humor coming out about the current administration because it's a fucking clown show. But in general, it is weird to do this kind of like gentle kid's gloves. The joke is that Nixon exists kind of humor because every single one of them makes decisions that cause people to die.
Yeah. And like literal just things happen that are like at some point a regular enemy ends up being a protester.
Yeah.
In this. And it's Sox's job to summarily execute them from the Capitol steps. Like it is an anti-free speech cat that you are playing as in this game. And it's just weird. Like that wouldn't work now in like a post-Heather Heyer world, like where like people die during protests. On the reg, this idea of playing a mascot platformer where you kill protesters on the way into the White House is just
or just
so unreal.
Claw apart foreign Arabian cats that are trying.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
like the kind of Semitic terrorist guy.
Oh, yeah. The ones who were trying to steal the nukes. That like Sox is sleeping in the nuclear football, which just seems incredibly negligent.
You know, it is kind of cute.
Oh yeah,
like he like curls up in there, like it's just like, you know, cats do that kind of thing. I just, like once in a while, I'll open a drawer in my like pocket used to be my dresser was a different place. Pocket used to be able to get up inside it.
Oh nice.
Every once in a while, I'd open a drawer and like Pocket would just be in there and just like, oh buddy, like, it's surprising and funny.
How great would it be if that's what was inside the football all along? Like oh no,
oh just, my like, god, like we're, the president tries to nuke and then from beyond the grave, like
there's just
like
a cat.
All the authors of the Manhattan Project just like chuckle and like we aren't gonna give you guys you idiots the ability to destroy the world.
Yeah,
you know? Like, of course we weren't gonna do that. We're not insane, you know. Like, of course we shouldn't allow one man the power to destroy the world. Right. What are we, morons?
Yeah.
Man, I can't wait to hear about how the actual process of that is from Twitter randos.
Yeah, I know, right? I fucking know. The football's just a bunch of codes. Like, just climb off my fucking dick.
We know it's not actually a football. Yeah. Would you stop sucking my dick? I know it's not a football. Like, listen, rando. I need to get my balls off your chin because I know it's not a football.
This feels about as competent as any platformer that I've seen. What I don't like is that projectiles are limited and that Sox's primary attack is short range, and you're dealing with kind of like platforming enemies whose primary AI is just to keep on running at you. You know,
yeah, everything's a little bit too big and over animated too. Like it's actually like a really good looking game.
Yeah.
The Sox sprite is really good and like charismatic, and there are cute animations. Like eventually paparazzi show up and it like stuns you, and you have a really cute stun animation and things like that. You can get stuck in spider webs and stuff. It's like very cute.
Yeah.
But like the actual, when things move towards you, they're just kind of like too big and too gangly. Like there's too much limb to have proper hit detection.
Yeah.
I find.
I've got a problem with the depiction of Sox the Cat in media and also in this, which is if you look at pictures of Sox the Cat, A, he's a perfect angel. B, he's got blotches. Like he has a nose blotch, like he's got kind of a half mustache. A little bit like Roars did. He's got like a little bit of like a lopsided chin dot, and on all the media that is not presented. He's just a black cat.
They just, well, he's a tuxedo.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
but yeah, they turn him into like Sylvester.
Yeah,
yeah. And he doesn't. The cat lived to be 19.
Yeah, that's a ridiculously long time for a cat to live. Like,
there's a really good picture on the Wikipedia for Sox the Cat that says Sox with Easter eggs in 1994. And it's just literally that. It's like this very handsome tuxedo cat sitting in front of a bunch of Easter eggs that have paw prints on them.
Yeah, he's not engaging with Easter eggs at all.
No. He's like extremely cute. Like, he's a good, really good boy.
Yeah. He had to be taken out of the Clinton household because he was conflicting with the dog that they eventually got.
Yeah.
And that dog also looks very good.
Oh. Okay. There's a real Hillary Clinton Grand Moff Tarkin looking picture on Wikipedia too. Sox sits with Hillary's lap in 1995.
It's no good.
And I don't know how to describe what uniform she's wearing here.
I really don't either. It's like vaguely, it's vaguely naval. However, she's got the
lapel is a Christmas tree.
Yeah,
it's kind of like dark Christmas, Clinton.
Like, well, she's sitting in front of a Christmas tree. She's
got a scared Sox looks.
Yeah, get me out of here.
Yeah, that picture is just very like whoa.
I like the Sox origin story too. Sox they adopted the family just by jumping into Chelsea's mm-hmm. arms when she was leaving piano practice.
That is the most upwardly mobile a cat has ever been.
Oh, yeah.
Like, can you imagine, like, going from literally the lowest of the low of cat life, like being a stray and stuff?
Living off of piano teacher scraps? Can you imagine an existence with more privations?
Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like, no, I will be the highest cat in the land.
Yes, I will be the first cat.
Yeah, I'm going to be the first cat. And I just chose to.
Yes.
It's kind of a baller move, you know, for like, well, like, as much as the Clintons suck, like, Sox is extremely good. I like Sox.
It is a very much it's like a King John, or not King John. What am I thinking of? You know, the John Goodman movie, King Ralph. Yeah, King Ralph.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's Sox sitting at the podium.
Yeah,
at the press
Sox
podium.
Is like a little president.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, yeah, Sox is pretty good.
Yeah,
I like Sox. I care more about Sox than any presidential dog. Like Bo Obama. All of my affection is from that Onion article.
Yes. Yeah.
Sox is actually just very good. What was the other thing I was going to say about Sox that's interesting? It wasn't Sox's origin story. Oh, the rights of this game, where they want to make this game and the Clintons don't own the rights to their cat.
No, it's a fan club.
How weird is that? Yeah, a fan club owns the rights to their cat?
Well, first off,
driver sucked me off.
First off, rights to a cat. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I just like if somebody wanted to make a Roars platformer, like, and if they didn't have to go through me, that'd be incredible. Like, I'm not trying to give alt-right chuds an idea of how to hurt me, but like, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just from like a permission or taste kind of thing. Like, it seems like they, you know, based on the Wikipedia article, it seems like they played it legit, which was like, okay, the publisher of this game. So it was developed by Real Time Associates, you know, those people.
I love that name.
Yep.
So bland.
You know, so the people who developed it, they bought the license. The fan club said, well, we can't just keep this money. So they like donated it. Like they donated it to Humane Society of some kind. And also they gave it to, like, what is it, one of Hillary Clinton's favorite charities, the Children Defense Fund. Like, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's probably the right way to do it.
Yeah. It's just weird, the idea of somebody else having a right to your cat.
Yes.
You know. So.
Yeah.
I think that's really weird. The other thing that I love the protesters in this, it's my favorite level in this game. You know, the boss fights are very fun, which we'll talk about, but the things that they protest, like when they get hit, sometimes their signs switch to them saying, oof, the sign says it. Like, that's really clever.
I like
and
that.
And one of the guys has a sign that says no, and the other one says no, but with an arrow across through it. Like a Ghostbusters to no.
And wait, so is it, there's not just a sign that says yes?
Yeah, there's not a sign that says yes. There's no, and then like no with a Ghostbusters sign.
That's hilarious. That's like the signs from that from that Kylie Jenner Pepsi video where she's like at the Black Lives Matter protest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very funny.
Yeah.
So.
So the bosses, you mentioned that is funny. I don't imagine that you need to get any special rights to depict a president in a video game, but it's weird for a president to be depicted in a video game.
The Jimmy Carter in this, who smiles at you, which is like a weird, like, yeah, really suck into that guy. He's got a great smile.
Yeah.
Smiles at you attack until when he dies, he turns into a giant peanut and blows up. Like, I didn't get to that. but I looked up the boss fights online.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, he turns into a peanut. Cool.
Yep. Because that's where we're at. Does Gerald Ford fall down?
I don't know. Yeah. It's just very weird.
Yeah. The first fight is Ross Perot. He's got ears.
Yeah. And that's really his only thing. He's kind of walks back and forth and does kung fu, I guess.
He's got a cane. Like, and then there are barrels that fly at him. He's got that curse. Ross Perot's family, generations back, they besmirched a Cooper. And then that is what they exist in. Whenever there's a barrel nearby, it will fly at him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't like barrels.
Yeah.
And that's how he became Lord Barrelbane.
Mm.
Also, Ronald Reagan is a zombie. In this. Which, like, now I just imagine, like Prison Planet Paul, like, protesting about the left making this video game that demoralizes Reagan. You know, it's just such a different time.
Yeah.
And this, the way I say it's a different time, this game came out in 2018.
Yes.
Like, actually, you know, so it's not really a different time, but it is, like, it is such an intense fucking time capsule.
Yeah, like it really only, like, weirdly, it only could have been made in 1993 before fucking Newt Gingrich came in and kind of not started what we're going through right now, but really just kind of said, let's make this happen.
Let's make things suck even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it already sucks, but, like, what if it just really fucking sucks?
Yeah, what if it really sucks? There's also some weirdly, like, tasteless stuff. I guess Richard Nixon calls in air raids, which, hey, cool. Hi, Cambodia.
Yeah,
Ted Kennedy is seen driving a car on a bridge, according to the synopsis. So, yeah. Hey, remember that time when the Lion of the Senate murdered a woman?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool. You know, a little bit intense. And just, you know, the racist stereotypes.
Yeah.
In it. So it's not, I don't blame Sox the actual cat.
No. I mean, I imagine the Sox had very little input into the final product.
Yeah.
Well, he's just what I was guessing.
A consultant, so I don't
okay.
know.
Yes.
It ends with a fight against George Bush, the first one.
Yeah.
The fun one. You're the one that still felt. And then all three of them, Chelsea, Bill, and Sox, all play saxophones at the end. And that's how it ends.
Yeah.
Because it's just why it was so cool, the idea of a president playing a musical instrument for some reason. You know, and we're just like, yes, saxophone.
He's going to go on Arsenio. Yes, the saxophone. That is a non-standard instrument.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
That is rad. And why had that never happened before? Who are these people who become presidents, Cole? Bill Clinton.
I think they're power hungry weirdos.
Yeah, they're power hungry automata. Like, the reason why it makes sense to me that Bill Clinton had that weird charisma is because, like, that is just a regular ass thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, as much as, like, I end up sucking ass, like, as we mentioned, but it's also playing an instrument is just a thing that people do.
Yeah. It's a thing that humans do. And he's not the first president who played an instrument, but he definitely made a point of it.
Yeah. He was the first one who played an instrument on Arsenio Hall.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, there's a little bit of that. Like, he was just, like, real public about it.
Yeah.
You know?
But, so, yeah, no.
I keep thinking about, like, I just had in my head cross-pollinated. I was like, for a second, Obama had a little bit of that energy as well, but he didn't play any instruments. And I just remember that scene from the, when they're in the mansion at near the end of Sorry to Bother You.
Oh, yeah.
Just it being like a Get Out-esque experience where everyone's like, come on, rap. You know, and he's just like, I don't really rap. No, you can rap. Rap, 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 rap. And just this whole room full of white people chanting at a black man to rap.
Fuck, so, that's awful.
Have you seen that yet?
No, I saw your tweet about it. It's on Amazon. I added it to my Hulu watch list. But on Hulu? Yeah.
It's free to watch. It's a best movie of the year.
Oh, cool.
Hands down.
Yeah. It's about a call center thing, right?
Yeah. It's a magical realism. It's like Get Out crossed with Michelle Gondry. It's a magical realism movie about something.
Hey, you just figured out how to sell something to me.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, I didn't know that I wanted that. Like, but that kind of Michelle Gondry sensibility and sense of humor, like, it's a very funny movie, crossed with being about real ass shit, is literally a perfect formula.
Nice.
So
yeah, I'll need to bump that up my old list here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shame, like.
But no, just to, like, that also is a quaint idea of a president expressing some kind of interest in a expression of humanity. Mm-hmm.
Like I don't, like, it's not like Trump has hobbies And but even when I think back to presidents who I didn't think were like among the worst people in the world, like it, I, it's hard for me to think of hobbies.
Yeah,
you know, like it was like what, whoever like famously put a bowling alley in the White House and stuff, and it's like that really is like it's bowling a hobby, or is still, that just like a weird thing uncles do with their hands?
Yeah, like, it's still sport, and that, you know, like that is a worthwhile pursuit. So it's fine, sure. You know, but it does not seem to my mind or my values to demonstrate the positive human characteristics of using art for expression or expressing curiosity about developing a skill.
And it's very like guy whitey person good kind of as a thing, you know. Yeah. Like I'm all American, like it's extremely all American.
Yeah.
Like there's something I think that like the reason why that saxophone thing was such a big thing is because it's kind of like a subversive instrument. Like it is used for a style of music that is not,
it's not associated with the structure of power
with old white dudes.
Yeah,
it's associated with like jazz and blues and like, you know, minority music.
There's a stripe. There's a stripe of that. I mean, Dan Aykroyd's House of Blues, but like in general, like, yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Dan Aykroyd, even then, that's part of the reason why that is whole like noteworthy, right? Like the Blues Brothers. I can't remember who I was talking to. I was like with somebody, and they were like, "Yeah, what the fuck's about the blues? Like, why the Blues Brothers?" And I was like thinking about it, you know, because I was thinking back on it, and it's like, I like that movie, but I don't think it's funny. When I think back on there, very many jokes in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like just like routines and charismatic lines. And I was trying to think of what the point, like what's the sale for the Blues Brothers?
I mean, the cameos, like you watch.
Not necessarily the movie. I mean, like as character concepts.
Oh,
like
if you're
pitching it on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like SNL, it was just Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, like dressing up and playing songs they liked. Like that wasn't actually funny.
Yeah, there's no jokes to it.
Yeah.
You know, and part of the whole thing is it's just like these chubby comedians.
Right.
Participating in a culture that they're not, you know, associated with.
Right, right.
You know, that's like literally part of it. Like, I think that there is some like weird lines being blurred that are part of the appeal.
Yeah, yeah. And talk about something that couldn't happen today. Like that would immediately, like if that was thought of today, I'd be like, oh, it's appropriation.
Yeah. And it's not that. It's not that.
Right. That is not the point that I'm making. I'm not saying it was perfectly cool for them to do that. I have no opinion, but but the movie, like I just say, if you watch the movie, it's not necessarily a very fun movie, but it's, you know, fun to see the cameos and stuff. Like you're there to see these musicians having a good time.
Yeah. It is weirdly like just charismatic.
Yeah.
You know, to watch, but that's really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not it's not full of knee slappers,
right?
You know, so
yeah. Like, are you amused by the concept of Carrie Fisher being a nun who fires an assault rifle into a sewer? Okay, sign me up.
Yeah, that's the movie. That's what you got. You know, and like you, that is how you get it. That is the number one place for that. So
yeah.
I think we covered like the notable boss fights. There's also a couple weird like snoozer phone ins where you fight an elephant and a donkey, which even that feels like weird and quaint and alien to me right now.
Yeah.
Like anything that's cute about politics feels false.
Yeah. It'd be a little bit like finding a stuffed cat in a hellscape, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It's just a weird, you know, it's the same way that like when initially, like right after 2016, like when people were like making jokes about all the incoming hell world.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt so bad about it. Like we talked about it, you know, on shows and stuff, but yeah, I just felt so gross to me. I'm just like, no, this isn't funny.
Yeah.
You know, and now that I've been living in it for long enough, like sometimes things can be funny. Like at the day we're recording this is when Laura Loomer handcuffed herself to Twitter headquarters because they took away her blue check mark.
I think that was initially what got her so unbalanced that she started being like violent on Twitter and like threatening like lots of weird stuff. That's what started her crusade. But I think also like she was banned from Twitter because she got violent about having her check mark taken away.
Yeah. Yeah. She's not, you know, that's just like an indefensible posture and everything, you know, that's just so, so dumb. And just like watching her just own herself online, you know, doing that, like, it's just very, very funny.
Yeah.
You know? So now it's like, I get a little bit of Schadenfreude about stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, like Ben Shapiro steps on a rake, I laugh. But like, you know, it's not, it took a long time to that. And now something like this, where it's like, if somebody just did a little cartoon where it's like, it's the Republicans and Democrats, it's two ideologies, they don't like each other, but they're both playing tug of war, you know, or something like that. And I'm like, boy, oh boy, you know,
yeah.
And here's a rope marked debt and they're pulling it back and forth. And it's like, no, now like editorial cartoons are either Ben Garrison, like weird homoerotic hero worship nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Trump as Hercules. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah. It's like, who is this very strong man who's very attractive?
Yeah.
You know, it's a very, or it's just this incredibly poignant point about how people are dying because of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so you got Ben Garrison with his weird little hangups, and then you have like Boers, or you have Bennett over here,
yeah.
You know, like just kind of like, not really, like, it's not that far of a stretch to like make a visual metaphor or set up a scenario that actually describes the horror of what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just say what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, and you say it in a kind of eloquent way, and that's Boers, you know. Yeah. And it's good. It's just, it's not a knee slapper.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Hey, I don't have anything to add because it's still really depressing.
Yeah. It sucks. I think it's probably about good. There's one GameFAQs entry on this on the message board, which is just somebody saying this game just came out. It's like useful service, but that's literally the only activity.
Yeah.
I think it's funny to let us know. So, mm-hmm. So I think it's probably about good.
I think so. RIP Socks. He had a good life.
Yeah. 19 years is a really good run for a cat.
Yeah. I'm sure he made some kids happy.
Fault. Yeah. And it wasn't his fault that, like, you know, any of the terrible things that his parents did.
Yeah.
Not his fault.
Nope. Not at all.
Yep. If you like this show, head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Throw us a couple bucks a month.
Mm-hmm.
It is very appreciated. You can also rate and review the show on iTunes.
Please do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And go to duckfeed.tv/store to see our inventory and catalog of premium episodes of this show.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Cool.
Yeah, that's probably about it. Mm-hmm. And until next time, who is Socks?
Yeah.
Learn about her.
Who was Socks? Yeah.
Who was Socks?
Godspeed.